Hello and welcome to another edition of Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun. Joining me, as always, he's a sports staff of one, the master of high school sports, pretty much a PhD in it, Ray Brewer. Ray, what's going on?
Silver, what do you say, kid? Fired up. God, we're right in the heart of this high school football season.
I know, and it's getting cold outside. It's feeling like football. It's,
yeah. For some reason, my toes always get cold at the games. I don't know what it is.
My fingers get cold.
Yeah.
Fingers and toes. Well, you're outside. You're on the sidelines, too. Do you do that?
I'm a sideline guy. Yeah. I like to be close to the action.
I learned from Ray. I like the press box. There's no wind, and you're sitting down, but Ray taught me the sidelines. So now I like it because you get to hear what's going on with all the players and the coaches.
Yeah, and I think the best part of this fall is that it looks like the stars are going to align and we're going to get the game we want, that Gorman-Palo game.
I got friends who live out here, never been to a high school football game, and I've told them, wait till this happens. They'll be there.
They
should move it to Sam Boyd.
Well, listen to this. I go to the Green Valley Gorman game.
Wasn't much of a game.
It wasn't much of a game. It's on CBS College Sports. Gorman is I pull up at 5:30. I can't even get a parking spot. I got to park two
blocks nuts.
Over.
Did you park in like the dirt lot?
I don't want to go in the. I don't want to pop a tire in my car and be stuck. So I park in the side street. I got to walk all the way in. So
the mean streets of Hualapai.
Yeah, the last time Palo and Gorman played, there was a line wrapped around the school. It was at Palo. I think you.
No, that's the. I couldn't get. I parked on the highway. I couldn't get in. I got there what 45? No, half hour early. Couldn't get in. So I parked up. There's a bridge, if you're familiar with Palo Verde, kind of, these the highways, back up there.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Then you had to walk up.
And that's when Torrin Harris scored like 5 touchdowns in one game, I think.
Yeah, and listen, if you're going to rank the teams in town 1-2, I think Gorman's now 1 because they look so crisp and good against Green Valley. Like all those mistakes and penalties.
They didn't have like 100 penalties.
No, they were awesome. I mean, everything worked to perfection. I mean, the running game, the passing game, the defense. Now, Green Valley's not much of an opponent. But neither had been some of the other teams they were.
They're better than others. Now, I wasn't there, but I read your story, saw the quotes and everything, and it seemed like, I mean, this was like a playoff game for them in terms of national exposure that they wanted to make a statement to anyone watching. It seemed like they really got up for this game.
Yeah, and Gorman did a good job of making sure people got there as well. Their side was packed with people all in orange jerseys, orange T-shirts. It was an awesome atmosphere for a high school game. Green Valley even traveled well. Green Valley's band, which is better than Gorman's football team, just the best band you've ever heard.
What are you talking about?
Like if we had a Rivals.com band rankings, the Green Valley
Green
band,
Valley?
Oh my God! Every year they're playing for the president. They're going to London.
I didn't know that
song. Hey baby.
Oh my God! They're gonna take us off the air.
If you'll be my girl. Dun, 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 dun.
They play that at Northwestern football games.
Do they?
Our band does that.
Oh, what a song! That gets me fired up.
One of the schools around here has our fight song. I think is it Legacy or Cheyenne?
Well, Legacy's the long one.
No, that's not it. Where did Damian Proby play last year?
Chi-Town.
Cheyenne uses our fight song because I talked to him about it.
And that's why he went to Northwest.
Maybe it is. Maybe he was indoctrinated. Maybe it was the purple. I'm not sure. But, okay, you've got Gorman number one. At what point will Gorman go out and play an actual, like, top 25 high school team? Like, I see him on TV all the time. You know, there's other private schools from Florida, California, wherever, and they do these clashes of, like, all Division I kids. When are they going to schedule someone like that?
Well, a few years ago, they played like 4 out-of-state opponents, but now the league, when you put in Pahrump Valley and you put in Desert Oasis, it's like a 9-team league, so you have 8 league games in 10 weeks.
Send the JV kids to play them.
Yeah, so you don't have – yeah, that might be a good idea. But the thing with Gorman is until something happens with realignment or somehow this league gets pared back down, they basically have 2 games that they could play outside a league, which we've talked week in and week out. They'll never get any better.
Well, okay. I think I would love to see it. Them play a St. Thomas Aquinas from Fort Lauderdale or any of those schools out in California. You know they're out there, and those be a heck of a game.
And who wouldn't want to come to Vegas?
Yeah,
to play that game.
Do a showcase or invite like 6 teams out here and do a All-Star weekend or something.
Tournament. And we could do it right at Gorman because they got that filter, so the grass would be
beautiful.
The only problem is we'd have to do it early in the season, that first week. So October 1-10 doesn't exactly scream good football.
Okay, well, on a field that is not much of a field, it's about as hard as hitting this table. I was at Del Sol on Friday. There's no grass on the field, and it's rock hard, but a heck of a game. Del Sol comes out still undefeated. Now they've got Silverado on the horizon.
Yeah, and I'll give you real fast. I know you don't want to hear this, but the reason why all the fields this time of year are brown.
Yeah, I knew it was Las Vegas.
No, because we're in a water drought in the Clark County School District, and the county parks and the cities, they don't water from like October to April.
All right.
So it's all brown. But anyways, that's
okay, I understand that. Okay. I'm just saying these kids are tough as nails playing on this field. It's rock hard dirt, and you know the lines go every which way. The 20-yard line about makes a 5-yard difference depending on where you hit it. But a heck of a game. Del Sol pretty much had it closed out. It seemed like early. Basic mounts a comeback and a crazy turn of events at the end. There was a fumble that Del Sol recovered. A mysterious whistle went off by the refs. Basic gets the ball again. Big run, then a penalty tacked on. It looks like they're going to score a touchdown and win the game. All of a sudden, Del Sol comes up with a defensive stop. Credit to the kids and Preston Goroff. I mean, when that call happened, I assumed he was going to go Bill Cowher on the refs and just start throwing things. But he just said, all right, and turned back around and kept going. And I think that made a difference at defensive stand. But 30 seconds to go, I'm getting ready, getting my recorder out, the notepad. All right, game over. Block punt. Basic can line up for a 20-yard chip shot field goal. And then my new favorite player, this kid from Del Sol, comes in off the edge. He's like 5'6", 140 pounds, blocks the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, great play.
Twice he blocked an extra point, too, earlier in the game.
Listen, Del Sol's a team, Steve, that my theory is they've played a lot of close games. They beat Foothill by a touchdown the previous week, and then the Vegas game, 33-28, where they were up 33-6.
Yeah, they're like the Steelers, hanging on late.
They hang on late, and I think that's because they're a little low on numbers, and their top guys are playing both ways, so by the end of the game, they're gassed.
I was shocked, because, you know, we've talked about Del Sol. Obviously, I'm going out to this game, 2-4-0 teams. Basic's got a whole sideline of players. There's no one on Del Sol's bench. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the kids that are on the bench have no idea what the football looks like.
Oh, I mean, Desiree Reed, is that how you pronounce his name? 31 rushes. That's insane.
And they held him in check because if you remember the year before, Eamon had the 417 and 5 touchdowns. Reed, they give the ball to him, what, 30 times for 90 yards?
He barely got anything, and they really had a game plan for him. And Basic, watch out for him in the playoffs. They're a lot tougher team than people think. I mean, not only the comeback, but they hit hard, and they're a physical team, and you wouldn't think it just by looking at them.
And that's the one thing I noticed about Basic, and I'm probably Basic's biggest critic. I usually pick against them every week, but I noticed that in the Desert Pines game, second week of the season, where they just came out with a chip on their shoulder, and they were nasty, and they really wanted to hit. And Basic still doesn't have that one guy.
Like, no, they don't have
that one D1 guy that passes the, like, when you go to Gorman and Xavier Grimble walks by you, you're like, oh my God, this kid's huge, bro. And then Alex Turner follows. And then
you just watch them run.
Yeah, Taylor Spencer. And I'm like, they just have so many kids that are big. Even like their non-Division I guys, just their regular high school kids, are big. You go over to Basic, and their best player arguably is Omar Valenzuela, the wide receiver. He's, what, 5'11", 170?
I don't know. But it's a very tough team. I was definitely impressed with their effort, especially late in the game. And just a huge matchup now. Silverado and Del Sol basically going to control that division.
Yeah, it's for basically the Southeast Division Championship. Silverado has blown out a few folks this year, started with the Cowboys, also been easy against Sierra Vista, and I thought they would rock and roll through Coronado last week, and then you get the halftime score, and Coronado is beating Silverado. Now, Coronado gave up 60 to Basic the week before. They got their offense isn't bad, but it's still a team that was, you know, the outhouse. They sucked last year in the Southeast, and they're not expected to do much this year. Silverado's supposed to rock and roll through the division. And Coronado's leading Silverado. So now I don't know who I like in the Silverado Del Sol game, because Del Sol starts strong, can't finish. Silverado, if you thought Basic had a lot of kids, Silverado's like four teams out there.
Well, you're going to have to make a pick eventually.
Well, I picked Silverado in the paper.
Okay.
Or on the website or wherever you want it to be. I got Silverado. I think they're
going
to
win. All right, fine. They're going Del Sol.
But here's the problem. I still don't think Silverado could pass the ball.
Well,
they're gonna line up and try to jam it down your throat. And good story, Preston Goroff, the coach of Del Sol, Andy Ostolaza, the coach of Silverado, really good friends, went to high school together at Valley. Ostolaza used to coach at Del Sol.
Look at this man dropping knowledge.
And they have the same philosophy they learned from Dave Gerber, their coach at Valley, who's now at Green Valley, Matt Gerber's dad.
Wow.
Line up and try to tackle me. So that's going to be a game where it's going to get over real fast.
What I want to know is how you haven't ended up as like a coach or an athletic director yet.
I do not know much about football, man.
Well, Ray Brewer, the only person in the city who could drop knowledge on you like that. Now let's go up north to the ice bath game, as I like to call it, because you're going to need a couple of them. There's going to be some bruises. Palo Verde, what do you think?
Well, Palo Verde Legacy, two undefeated teams in the black and blue division that'll more than likely decide who wins the Northwest. I thought Palo Verde was invincible, and then last week, Chi-Town threw the ball on them. Somewhere, Cheyenne figured that Palo doesn't have good pass defense.
That's what I've been saying all year.
Well, I mean, you think with
Tyrone Blake. How many times
Blake
have I said
Ernest
that?
Hall, I don't know. I mean, but Cheyenne throws the ball like 50 times, and they put a little scare in Palo Verde, and and Palo Verde showed that they're not good containing athletes. They had the problem containing – no, I don't know why I said that. That's Gorman that has a problem with containing athletes. But Palo Verde just didn't handle Cheyenne's athletes.
Well,
and Palo Verde seems to be super quick.
Cimarron didn't throw the ball, but they kept it close with Palo. And now I told the pass defense – because you have linebackers back there. They're not coverage guys. There's no Torrin Harris back there.
I think we anointed – Palo went 14-1 last year. Well, they're always good, so we say, hey, Palo's going to be good. They're going to be a team to beat. And then maybe they got a few cupcakes on the schedule, a Shadow Ridge, a Mojave. You know, they beat a Cimarron team that's pretty one-dimensional because they can't throw the ball. And now they get into a game with a team that has something, and they struggle a little bit. So maybe Palo Verde was kind of tricking me a little bit. We'll find out this week against Legacy.
That's why they play the games. Yes. No, I thought you were going to come back with something good there.
No, that's why they play the games.
An incident occurred, a fight, a brawl of some sort on Friday night. What, Bonanza Western?
Bonanza Western.
So it's a he said, whatever type of thing. Who threw the first punch? Anyway, bench is clear. Officials stopped the game. Has this ever happened? You ever seen this before?
Well, I haven't seen it before in, I guess, 15 years or so of doing this. But I think what it is that when you watch these college and pro games, there's so much trash talking back and forth, the kids pick up on it. I mean, you go to a Pop Warner game, and you got a kid Deion Sanders in it into the end zone.
Oh, it's horrible.
And there's just no, you know, when you score, you give the ball to the official. No questions asked. So I think, you know, this Bonanza Western, you got teams that just aren't disciplined enough. And you hate to say it because I know both the coaches well.
Oh, I put it on the coaches.
Well, yeah, and I know Shap's coach Carmona was devastated because that's not – I mean, that he was at Shap. Now he's at Western.
Yeah, look at you.
Once a cowboy, always a cowboy,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's just inexcusable, and it really puts a black eye that we got to waste time on this podcast when we should be celebrating the accomplishments of kids.
But they stop a game. I mean, that's
– Yeah, I know. It's a shame. Who's to blame? I think the coaches, the players, everybody's to blame. The punishments haven't come down yet, but I think what should happen is, you know, the folks involved should just turn your pads in and we'll see you next year.
Wow. Maybe you shouldn't be athletic director after all.
Well, I mean, what do you give me, a game suspension?
I don't know what you do, but, you know, the thing I love at any level are the players, there's a big hit or something like that, and they both get up and just kind of, you know, pat each other and let's go at it again. That's what I like. But you see it a ton. A lot of jawing, a lot of whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know what some of the symbols they flash mean, but yeah. There's things going on the field, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll see. you know, unfortunately, everyone gets a third, fourth, fifth chance if you're an athlete. So,
if not, they'll just transfer to another school. And
yeah, absolutely. Any other games on the horizon? We talked about the two big ones that that intrigue you.
Those are the big ones. Gorman Bonanza used to be a big rivalry game back in the day. They actually call Bonanza the Mormon Gorman. It's a slang term because there used to be so many LDS families that that went to Bonanza. So,
I did not know that.
Yeah, it used to be a huge rivalry back in the day when Bonanza had the likes of, like, I don't know, Jamal Willis, who ended up going to BYU and playing for the 49ers. And Gorman at the time wasn't the Gorman. You know, it was, you know, if there was a, after they won their titles in the mid-80s until Altshuler got there 3 years ago, they weren't, you know, that dominant Gorman that, you know, they were pretty mediocre.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but so that, I mean, that game stands out just because.
Where are you going to be? Well, where are you going to be on the TV show?
We're going to Legacy to do a little profile on Deshae Edwards.
Okay, be sure to tune in.
Tune in, yes.
Thursday, 10:30, Channel 14, Vegas Sports Scene. Ray Brewer is the highlight of the show.
That's what they said.
I've seen the ratings. It's true, people. But you're going to be at Legacy? Deshae Edwards? Tell me a little about him.
I know the kid's listed at 5'7", but I bet he's 5'6", Darren Sproles-esque. And I know that he's just a beast.
Stephen Logan for the Pittsburghers.
Yeah, I'm well aware. Yeah, I just think this is a kid who has got a chance to prove himself against Palo this week.
Okay, yeah, big game. Well, be sure to tune into that. Brewer's the man of that half-hour show. Maybe you'll be man of the hour one of these days. We'll see. But LasVegasSun.com, Brewer and I, we got our picks. What are you up now? It was five games.
I didn't see what you went last week.
Oh, what did you go?
12-3.
All right. We'll see.
A lot of games that could
There's a lot. A
lot of games that could go either way. Coronado Green Valley, Liberty Basic, Desert Oasis Clark, Sierra Vista Western, Coin Flip, anybody have one, Centennial Chi-Town, either way. Shadow Ridge Mojave. Shadow Ridge is a wreck right now. El Dorado Boulder City.
Yeah, this could be the week I make a comeback, folks. Exactly. I was five games down. What does the winner get? What do we agree on?
I don't know. High five. Lunch.
I'll take it. Yeah. All right. Log on, LasVegasSun.com. Friday nights. Brewer and the crew. The Brew Crew. The Brew Crew will be out in full force. Photos, videos, the whole deal, LasVegasSun.com. Best high school football coverage in the city. We'll go with that. Yeah? Sound good? All right. Log on, LasVegasSun.com.